You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Up and Adam, happy Thursday. It's all downhill from here, Jordan. Good morning.
Yeah, Simo, one day to go. I had a bit of a visitor at my front door this morning.
Oh, look out. This morning?
Yeah.
That's early.
So I was just putting my shoes on. I heard some kind of scratching on the front door.
Okay.
Open the door, and there's a little kangaroo there.
Geez, they've been active this morning.
I know. Well, so you live in the bush, so this would probably happen
in the sticks
a bit more, whereas I live in town.
Hmm.
So it was a bit unusual for me just to open the door and to see a kangaroo who kind of looked at me and then just hopped off.
Did you hear, our program director had the same thing happen this morning?
Oh, did he?
So,
no, I didn't hear this.
Side note, kangaroo chat in the snowy mountains. This morning, around 3:30 a.m., yeah. He woke up and he heard, geez, there's a bit of a domestic or something happening upstairs. He lives in like a unit complex.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I realized that, it must have been a kangaroo because the amount of damage managed to get up some stairs through a door and just went into like full percussion. You know, those people that do like percussion music just with random objects.
Yeah.
He said it sounded like that, just the hopping and the banging started. So they, I don't know, was it a full moon last night?
I don't know. Well, does that widen kangaroos attack?
Look,
when it's a full moon? I'm pretty sure that's vampires.
That's all I've got.
Look, I'm just happy that this kangaroo wasn't like a Jehovah's Witness or something.
It's Snow FM breakfast. Harry Styles with Lights Up on Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for Thursday.
Now, Simo, when you do a little bit of air travelling, it can be very annoying when your flight gets delayed.
Yes, experience that.
Yeah, when you're in the airport and the loudspeaker thing comes over and says, flight such and such has been delayed. It can be very annoying.
I run the gauntlet a bit because when it was going through security and I think it was 10 minutes to boarding.
Oh, that is running.
Yeah, it was a bit stressful.
But Simo, it can be even more annoying when you're on the plane, ready to leave, and then it gets delayed.
Yeah, that would suck. Because like, do you get to debark, as they say?
No, so you're stuck in your seat and you have your seatbelt, and if you have to go to the bathroom, tough.
The frustration is real.
Yeah, whereas if you're in the airport, you can walk around a bit.
Hmm.
Well, the latter was experienced by a group of passengers that were on board a Russian plane. It was delayed for about 20 minutes or so, all due to a pigeon being on board.
Oh, like when birds get caught in strange places where they shouldn't be.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, so whilst either cleaning the plane or doing maintenance checks, apparently the pigeon managed to sneak in and was flying around the cabin.
Oh,
apparently
no.
No one noticed it.
Oh, wow.
While all the passengers were getting on the plane, it's just as they, were all seated. And all of a sudden, this pigeon makes an appearance.
Imagine how confused the pigeon will be touching down. And where was the plane headed?
Well, yeah, that's the thing here. I mean, you're good with names. Do you want to? It's a Russian, so there you go. I've highlighted the name of the airport up the top there. Do you want to give it a go?
So the pigeon was flying domestic? Is that what you...
Yes. So the pigeon didn't have a passport
tonight. Okay, what do we got here? Due to depart from Sheremetyevo...
Yeah, that's close enough.
Bound for Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky.
Yeah, I'm going to... That's close enough.
In the central eastern Kamchatka.
So it's in Russia.
Yep.
So that's where it was flying from Russia to another town in Russia. But here's my point. Like, pigeon. Like, mate, you've got wings. Us humans don't have wings. Get off the plane. We need this. You don't. I think that pigeon was just being lazy and just wanted a holiday.
I was hoping that the pigeon was trying to travel internationally because it's a long way. Like, if it's long enough that humans want to fly there, I reckon it's long enough that a pigeon might want to catch, like, a ride and not have to fly there itself.
Yeah, but pigeon, you've got wings.
You can do it yourself.
Like, you can do it yourself, and it's not international. I mean, to be fair, Russia's a huge country. That's pretty much the equivalent of travelling internationally, let's face it.
Speaking of birds getting caught in weird spots, so this week...
You just happened to be on a Russian plane the other day and there was a pigeon.
This week, locally, there was like a little bird that managed to sneak its way into a gym here in Jindabyne.
Oh, did it? No, I didn't see this.
It's interesting when that situation occurs, you're trying to help the bird, but like the bird doesn't know that you're trying to... like. Mate, I'm just trying to get you outside. Like, just crawl into this towel. Nothing bad's going to happen.
That is the scariest thing you've ever said in your life.
Yeah. But then you end up causing more damage to the building trying to capture, like, something so insignificant.
Why didn't you just open a window? Like, okay,
the windows...
how did you got in there, I assume, through a window?
No, through some stairs.
Okay,
so, like...
Oh, so it has to go back down the stairs.
Yeah, and the stairs were... like up and up, if that makes sense. So like up one way.
That's what stairs do. Yeah. There's a one way they go up, the other way they go down.
But you know how there's like
it's not like your gym didn't have one of those airport travelator things that's just flat, did it?
I mean, that's ironic for a gym.
I know, yeah. Brilliant. Take me to the exercise bike. Can't be bothered walking.
Naturally, you couldn't open the windows, so I think we ended up doing more damage to windows trying to capture the bird.
But did the bird escape?
It did crawl into the tower, and nothing bad happened.
That's good.
This is Tash Sultana on Snow FM. Lunch money, Lewis. That was the bills. Got to pay him on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan, 8 minutes on the way to 7 o'clock news, and discussing McDonald's burgers and McHappy Day, of course, on Saturday. Yes. We're going to be there.
We're going to be at Kuma Macca's. If you're around lunchtime-ish, pop in and say hello.
Best Snow FM breakfast ever.
Mm-hmm,
burger
definitely.
And chips into that. But
maybe not this burger and chips, though.
No, these ones are very old. Get around this. We've been discussing this morning the kind of oldest cheeseburgers going around. Now, in Iceland, there's one that was purchased in 2009, which is apparently decaying in a glass cabinet. And it's also on display. I've just found the Icelandic website where you can book reservations to go and, you know, have a tour
of the burger.
Yeah. Obviously, there isn't a lot to do for fun in Iceland.
No, I mean, there's a lot to do in Iceland, but yeah. This probably not on the top of the list, not going to lie.
So this broke, I think, a week ago or so in regards to 2009. McDonald's closed its doors in Iceland, and you made it effectively, everyone thought, the world's oldest cheeseburger,
so
right?
So 2009, so 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. However, there's a couple of guys from Australia that have a burger which is apparently about to turn 25, and it's not just a cheeseburger, Jordan.
So that burger's older than me.
It's a quarter pounder. It was purchased before you were born. How good.
So what? So we've got the older burger.
Yeah. So Australians Casey and Ed, they say they purchased a quarter pounder. It's about to turn 25 years of age. In 1995, the two friends bought the burgers at a local Macca's store in Adelaide, of all places.
Mm.
Obviously, you know, Iceland and Adelaide, both with very little to do.
Very similar.
So the fast food was a rare treat for them. They were 14 years of age when they did it.
Yeah.
And the reason they still have it is because they went to the Macca's with one of their mates, right?
Mm.
And then the friend was visiting, actually, from interstate, then left and said, can you hold on to the burger for me until I come back?
Such an Australian thing. Someone that friend's never gone back to their house. That friend now hates them.
Yeah, so, well, they're quoted as saying, he never came back, so we still have the burger. So it started out...
One day he's going to be back.
It started out as a personal joke, apparently something to gross out their friends, but since then it started to gain worldwide fame. It still looks as good as the day it was bought, Jordan.
So where do they keep this burger? Because the one in Iceland is in a museum because obviously the last Macca's closed in Iceland, so they can kind of do it like that. Where's this... Is there like a McDonald's, old McDonald's burger museum in Adelaide that we don't know about?
No. So this is the weird thing is that...
Oh, this is the weird thing.
It's weirder, trust me.
Not the fact that they've had a Macca's burger in their house for 25 years.
Apparently the pair discovered the burger, which had been living in the back of Ed's sister's shed. Still looks exactly the same on its 20th birthday.
Oh, look, that's not good. No matter how you keep a burger for 25 years, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
But in a shed, especially in Adelaide, it gets really hot during summer. Like late January, early February, it's like over 40 degrees. That's going to, oh, Jesus.
Casey says it's still as hard as a rock, adding that it's never smelt at all. It looks like a brick. They intend to
use it as a brick.
No, to keep it.
We're building a new house just made out of really old Macca's burgers.
It's got its own Facebook page, and it recently streamed in front of thousands upon thousands of Russian viewers. So
just the burger.
Yeah.
Is there just a live stream of the burger? Mm. Oh, that is brilliant. Okay, we have to find that.
Yeah.
We're out of here at 10. Maddie is in afterwards.
Yep.
For the workday. Can we just leave that on the computer and just see what he does?
It has.
I just want to see his face when he walks in, looks at the computer, which is meant to be with all the radio music stuff on.
Mm.
But instead, it's just a live stream of a 25-year-old Macca's burger just to see his face.
It has its own website and Tinder profile. And I have to say...
swiping left on a burger!
I don't know. I would be...
Actually, now I think about it, I probably would
I'd
too.
Be going for a
Not
romantic...
Not a 25-year-old one.
Yeah.
But it was a fresh one. Probably would.
I'd be into a romantic relationship with a burger.
I mean, it would be a very one-sided relationship.
Short-lived.
Yeah, you'd eat it and then that would be the end of the relationship.
It would never last.
Oh, no, I've broken up with my burger girlfriend. Now I need another burger to get over this and the cycle will continue.
Orphans plays now. It's the latest single from Coldplay. Looking forward to seeing you on McHappy Day this Saturday at Snow FM. Aliady, say to you on Snow FM at breakfast, it's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, it's time to open the mailbox.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my message, so read it maybe.
Any comment, Jordan?
I think that speaks for itself.
Have you thought about bringing out a Christmas single, maybe?
Do you want me to?
I think it might call for it. But just don't let me know when you're doing it. I don't want to witness how the creative process happens in here.
Or do you want me to know so you can put earplugs in?
That or like take a RDO rostered day off.
Fair enough.
It is the mailbox. Opening up all of your correspondence throughout the week happens every Thursday at this time, 20 past 7. All right, this morning, first one, this is Daniel in Cooma.
Mm-hmm.
Simo and Jordan, have you heard... Wow. Have you ever heard of the word... Cattywampus. It means slightly askew.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say it means slightly askew.
Does
it? We all know that word.
Yeah. I had no clue.
No, I had no idea. the fact that you immediately said what the word means after you said the word really helped me.
So slightly askew. So like how Jordan wears a hat in the summer.
Is what, cattywampus?
Yeah. It's a cattywampus look, Jordan.
Is that cattywampus or cattywampus?
Wampus.
So with a P?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try and just sprinkle that into conversation.
All right, sounds good. This one, Sarah from Jindabyne. Do you ever just crave an entire bag of potato chips? I think that one's just for you, mate.
What are you trying to say?
Actually, I did smash an entire, not box of Pringles. What are they, a tin?
Yeah, a tube.
Yeah, a tube of Pringles.
Mm.
So while it's not an entire bag of potato chips, Sarah... I have done a tube of chips lately.
I'll tell you what I saw yesterday. Someone in our office who shall remain nameless, because this person is sort of known around the office, kind of living healthy and, you know, only eating vegetables and that sort of stuff.
Oh, no.
Walked past his desk.
Yeah.
Empty bag of Doritos.
Yes.
And I'm talking the big one, like the family pack.
That's what we like to see.
I know.
We encourage people to have a good time.
I mean, I was disappointed that this person didn't offer me any Doritos, but still, it's cool.
This one from Will in Bredbow. Weird one. If you were ever forced to be supernaturally immortal, would you rather be a ghost, a vampire, or a werewolf? Cheers.
Vampire.
A vampire?
Yeah.
I was going to say, joke's on him, because I feel like werewolf, are they immortal?
I don't know. Actually, that's a good point.
So, joke's on you, Will. If you chose to be a werewolf, you might not be immortal.
Well, vampires aren't immortal either, because if someone drives a stake through your heart, then that's it.
Okay, yeah, true.
Whereas ghosts, I think ghosts are the only one that are. So you can't, unless you've got like a vacuum cleaner and you just suck them into the vacuum.
Well, we have said on this.
There's no way of getting rid of them.
We have said on this show that if one of us comes back as a ghost...
Haunting the other one?
Yeah, well, that, and just let everyone know that it's a thing. Make it rain blood for a week or whatever.
Just a week. I mean, we don't want to go too crazy. Just a week, and then we'll let you get on with your life.
Oh, this one. I'm into this one. This one's from Lily in Jindy. My mum doesn't think you'll read this tweet on the show. Can you prove her wrong?
No.
Well, we just did. There you go, Lily's mum. Take that.
Yeah. Lily one, mum nil.
All right. This one from... Miriam in Cooma. Must be maybe someone who's a bit older. Miriam.
What are you trying to say? There's lots of 5-year-olds called Miriam,
No one's naming their kid Miriam in the 21st century. Since you might have some time off coming up. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
We wish.
I mean, to be fair, we do finish at 9 o'clock every day.
Since you might have some time off coming up, have you ever thought about writing a book? I think you would be great at it.
What kind of book? Do we go into details?
I don't know. No.
Like an autobiography or like a Harry Potter style
Maybe
story?
Kids book. Colouring in.
Oh, kids book would be, kids book author must be the easiest job ever.
They're all crap. They're literally one sentence a page.
I mean, to be fair, that's the target audience and that's what they're trying to do. But I mean, that must be the easiest. Like, I could knock over about 5 of them in an hour, I'm sure.
Challenge accepted?
Probably not because I'm too lazy.
All right, this one's from Rach and Kuma. This one's just for me. Should I just...
Oh, do you want me to read it?
No, that's okay.
Okay, fair enough.
What started your feud with The Rock? So she's clearly been listening to the show. For those that are unaware...
Do you want me to just go outside for a minute?
No, it's all good.
I'll come back in 5 minutes.
No, so I've got a long-running feud with The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, always good to clarify the actor The Rock. Yeah. It's not just like a rock outside your house that you're always like, ugh.
Hate that particular rock.
That particular rock can bugger off.
Looks at me the wrong way every morning.
Honestly.
It started, geez, it would have had 2015, so couple of years it's been.
A four-year feud.
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm going to hold on to it
For another 4 years.
Well, you know, maybe until The Rock and I settle our differences.
So what started it?
I think it was one of those things where someone really liked The Rock, and then I didn't really like that person, so I decided I don't like to...
So also hate everything that that person likes.
Well, I don't like to hate people, so I was like, I'll just...
So you are hating a person. I don't like to hate people, but I'll hate this American actor that I'm unlikely to ever meet.
Look, he's a mystical being. He's not really a real person, is he? The Dwayne the Rock... He's called The Rock.
Yeah, but his first name's Dwayne. Like, if your first name was Dwayne, I don't know why you're kind of voting, oh, yeah, call me Dwayne. Don't call me by my cool nickname. Call me Dwayne.
All right, point taken.
You know?
You can send Simo and Jordan a letter. You can send Simo and Jordan a letter.
That's the mailbox all opened up for another
week.
Oh,
you don't want to hear the rest of this?
An email on the computer.
No, Jordan, not really.
Are you
sure?
Search
still
them.
Going.
Still going.
Insta, Instagram.
Let's get
20 seconds, isn't it?
Oh, never before have we needed Macklemore in our lives.
Baby, how you feeling?
Ariana Grande, Lizzo as well. That good as hell playing on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out on the way to 8 o'clock news.
And Simo, we're joined by a very special woman on the phone.
Now, I think Oppa is driving.
Okay.
Oma's in the car, but I didn't realise Oppa still had his licence. Morning, Oma. How are you?
Hello, boss.
We can hear you very clearly.
I don't think you need the phone to be able to you just yell, you're that loud.
It's because she's outside, like out and about, so she gets a bit excited.
What must the people in the car next to Oma be thinking? Are you like at the traffic lights or something like that?
Dear. Well, I hope everyone's safe driving through the hills there. Oma, are you ready to help us clean up the studio?
Oh, yes.
All righty, here we go. Oh, no, that's...
Oh, no, really that's the wrong sting, Simo.
It's the
second time is always the charm.
It's so cluttered in here, I couldn't find it. What do you got going on over there, Jordan?
All right, so, Oma, so these are all the stories that we've talked about throughout the week so far. We'll read you the headline, Oma, and then you can decide whether it should be thrown away, never talked about again, or whether we can recycle it and have a chat about it again. Are you ready to go, Oma?
Let's do it!
Okay, so the headline of this, watching Christmas films is good for you, according to experts.
Oh, recycle!
Recycle! Straight in there!
There you go, Oma. So this is...
I love Christmas!
So this is brand new scientific research that says watching Christmas films actually are good for you, because this is because they release hormone dopamine. Oma, are you okay there? Do we need a... Is Oma like a V8 supercar driver?
Yes, I can hear you. It went through the dark patch. It's so good. This Christmas movie is Krampus.
Yeah, so...
You cannot be bad boys.
So yeah, Christmas video... Watching Christmas movies makes you happier, healthier, and live longer. Oma, what's your favourite Christmas movie of all time?
My favourite movie, it is... Die Hard with Bruce Willis and Hans Gruber.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah. Oma cannot say on the radio.
It's a big issue in regards to Die Hard potentially being a Christmas movie or not.
Well, let's not get into that debate, but Oma, that one has been recycled.
Chuck that in there.
Moving on, and I'm slightly worried about this one because it involves a car and a car crash.
It did sound like she's at a roller derby or something out there.
So buyer crashes $375,000 Porsche during test drive just minutes away from the showroom.
Trash like that Porsche.
Straight in the trash.
Not a fan of Porsches.
Chuck that out.
That's interesting.
Particular Porsche would probably be the trash.
Ah, yes, I see your point there. Fair enough. Hey, what about 25,000 students in India break world record for most people simultaneously brushing their teeth?
in the bin. I never brush my teeth.
Really? You never brush your teeth? Oh, no, we can't endorse that.
Where do you think I learned
just
it from?
Just rub across your teeth.
I mean, I'll have to try. I'll have to give that one a go. And moving on, Omar, what about a woman faces jail time for not returning two library books?
Library books. All right, she's getting involved in that.
So, Omar, this is a story of an American woman who rented out two kids' books for her kids 2 years ago and just forgot to return them. And now she went for a new job and they did a bit of background check on her and apparently there was a warrant out for her arrest. Omar, what was the last library book you took out from the library?
I remember the last book I took out. It was for Sigma when he was a little boy. Barbie Goes to Hollywood.
Simo, I didn't know you were interested in that.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is a bit of a trashy book if you ask me.
Cause you're
sitting on my shelf at home.
Omar, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's all cleaned up in, well, it's all cleaned up in here.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll leave you to it. Stay safe out there. Where are you and Oppa going? You didn't tell me that you were going anywhere.
We're going for a romantic lunch, Papa and me, because it is our 60th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Omar, Oppa, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Bye. Starly Lovers and Strangers on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
And Simo, someone who didn't have a very good weekend was Drake. I know when the hotline bling. I mean, it's probably hard for him to have a bad weekend. He's got a lot of money and fame and all that sort of stuff. But trust me, he did. He was performing at a music festival in Los Angeles in America.
Right.
And it did not go well. Part of the reason was because the crowd, Frank Ocean was performing and Drake was a bit of a surprise guest. So it was like the ultimate surprise backfired because the promoters thought, yes, we've got Drake. It's going to be such an amazing surprise for the audience. And then they realized the audience, they don't want to see Drake.
You got to be careful, don't you? Because you don't want to go in front of an audience that might not fit your niche.
Yeah, exactly. We've actually got the audio of what happened. So this was Drake being booed off stage.
I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight.
Oh, man.
But look. It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it didn't go well for Drakey there. It's obviously put out the call saying, if you guys want to keep going, I'll keep going, hoping that they cheer and say yes. And that was just met with the chorus of no's.
Rough.
But interesting, Simo, listen closely to what he says at the end as he's walking off.
Oh, did you, under his breath or something?
No. Just have a listen to what he says.
Okay.
It's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So he said, it's been love, I love you, I go by the name of Drake, thank you for having me, which I reckon is such an amazing way to leave a conversation and leave a situation. So yesterday...
I know exactly what you've done.
Put a bit of a call in. I just called a random hairdresser, just inquiring about how much they would cost. And just, you know, if I said that, you know, I just thought I'd wonder how they would react to me leaving the conversation that way.
Righto, so you've been on the phone, here we go.
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, g'day. My name's Bronson. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Sweet. I was just wondering how much... Do you guys do, like, men's haircuts?
We do.
So I was just wondering how much they are.
55.
All right, sweet. I'll try and move some things around. I'll give you a call back later and book one. It's been love. I love you. I go by the name of Bronson. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you. Bye. He didn't bat an eyelid. I was expecting at least a pause or something like that, but he just didn't bat an eyelid, as if he's heard about 15 people say that already today.
Oh, dear. That's so good, Jordan. Well done. So did you go and book the haircut and you're going to get it done?
No, I actually booked a haircut. It is a different place.
Oh, you would. Little Mix, Sean Paul now. This is Hair.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember... Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.